Okay, the subject I was given was how and when do senior ministers pass on responsibilities to younger men? I don't know what a senior minister is, but I'm going to ask this question. How many men here are over 65? Put your hands up high. Let everybody see how old you are. Okay, thank you. That's not a shame, by the way. That's an honor, actually. I also am over 65. One thing that I tell myself, and it's not hard for me to believe this, I tell myself, I am not indispensable. I'm not. I have my opinions, I have my thoughts, I have my ways. And I think they're right and all those kind of things, and maybe they are. But there are other men that also have thoughts and ways, and they're right too. And I have lived long enough, and you have too. It just becomes more obvious, though, the longer I live, the more I realize that generations pass away. You know, how many of you can really remember your great-grandfather? And he lived a life, thank you. He lived a life that was just as real as yours and mine is, but he's gone. He passed something on. For some of you, that's true. Some of you, that's not. But so when we realize that, we begin to think about how should we be responding to these things? Because absolutely every one of them passed on. So our question really is, how do we, I think the question that we got in our surveys, I'm going to assume this, how do we do that in a way that is most beneficial to everyone, to the kingdom? I don't know that I can tell you the exact answer to that. It was not a surprise to me as we as a committee were sitting around back in May deciding who would do some of these talks and lead the discussion, that kind of thing, when they said, they all looked at me. That's for you, Brother Mark. So here I am. Well, I don't know if I did it right or not, but just recently I did ask for release of responsibility of leadership at Living Hope. And I want to tell you some of the way I did it, the way we did it, and maybe even some of the reasons. Probably not all of them, but I'll tell you some of them. I went to the elders and I said, I think I'd like to be released from the responsibility of leadership. And we talked about it. They were okay with that. So I think that as we have been ordained of God, we believe we are, through the church, to a position we have. So it's not my liberty necessarily to decide that I want out of this or I want to do something different. I felt like, and I still do feel like, that we should, if we're going to ask to be released of responsibility, we should get out of it the same way we got in. And that is to ask the church. They put us there. I think it's our responsibility to ask the church then to be released from that. So that's what we did. And they were willing. And so here I am. I told the church I have confidence in the men who are leading now. And I do. So that's what we did. There's some things, Let me give you a couple reasons. And maybe I already alluded to it at least. And that is that when we pass on responsibility, we also give responsibility. And all of us probably know, we've learned this, that a person will take on responsibility and he will grow. He'll be more responsible when it's actually his. You give your son, I didn't raise my sons as good as I wish I could have and would have, but I did my best. But one thing I did was try to give them responsibility. One thing I did for them, or to them, probably to them more than for them, and that is I asked them to do a job. And if they said, if they whined about it and said, no, they didn't want to and had all kinds of reasons, I'd say, okay, you cannot do the job. I'll do it. And they didn't like that, because they knew I had plenty of things to do. But I understand also that whenever I'm given responsibility, suddenly I kind of try to rise to the occasion. Same way with our sons. They will also try to rise to the occasion. We place trust in them. It does a lot for a person. Mistrust does a lot too. Trust does a lot. So that is certainly a reason for older men to pass on to younger men responsibility. There's another reason that I chose to ask to be released, and that was, by having responsibility here, I was tied up here. To best be released from that responsibility, I would have opportunity over here. Some different responsibilities, some different opportunities that would come up. I could be available to do when I couldn't have here. Just another reason. I also wanted to ask to be relieved or released before they asked me to. I don't know if that's pride or what it is, but that was one. There's another thought I had. Good. In asking, we ask not to be released from the duties of an elder necessarily, because I like to marry. I like to baptize. I like to do those kind of things. That's a responsibility we have. I'm not asking out of that. But that doesn't take as much. I hope you take this like I mean it. Those are some of the fun things we get to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I'm not sure. I guess, so we ask ourselves, do we ever really justify being less responsible? And I look back in the Old Testament, and we go back there, and it was actually at 50 years old, they were no longer responsible to do the service of the tabernacle of the priests. 50. How many of you are 50 and above? Yeah. I don't know why God did that. I don't know that number. I don't know why that's the number he chose. I don't know. But they were actually expected to they were released of that responsibility. And it also says there, I forget where it is if I wrote it down. Yeah, I did. Let me turn back there to that real quick. In Numbers, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse I wrote down 25. Yeah, I did. 25. Well, 24. This is it that belongeth unto the Levites from 20 and 5 years old and upward. They shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation. So I thought that was interesting. They were not just simply put out to pasture, but they were to continue to minister there. It says, and to keep the charge and shall do no service. So they were expected to keep the charge. They still had the duties of priests and or the charge of a priest, but they were not expected to do service. And that service was basically, I don't know if I need to go into that. They had their job and their duty. Most of you probably have all heard the words, sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. That's not what we're talking about. I don't think that we should. This is my opinion, and I don't think we should say, okay, now I'm done. I can just sit back and let the world go by and let the church go by and have no care. That's not keeping the charge. So I guess at this point, that's all I have to say. If you have any questions or thoughts, how have you done it? Have you done it? What do you anticipate? What it might look like? Maybe you can correct me in some of my ways. So I'll open it up for discussion.